It's Food Friday, and this week we're talking about hot sauce. You can find hot sauce just about anywhere in the world, but no two are made alike. The wide spectrum of spice and flavor means you can use them on just about any kind of food. You can call in with your favorite hot sauce and how you use it at 800-642-1234. What dishes are you always looking to spice up? Has your taste for hot sauce changed over time? Do you ever use hot sauce as an ingredient instead of just a condiment? And do you like it as hot as it can get? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Lori Skelton is a classical music host here at WPR and a regular guest here on Food Friday. Lori, welcome back.
I'm a little disappointed. I was expecting music that had something to do with fire.
A little zestier.
That was really
music.
Mellow.
That
for,
was, yeah,
for
that was a little chilly.
Well, we'll
have to heat it up a little.
All right.
So a lot of people, Lori, I think about hot sauce and they just think about the heat, but there's a lot more flavor going on, right, than just that, like, that burning sensation.
I think one of the things that is so exciting right now is that maybe if you did grow up with that jar of Tabasco that you occasionally brought out, there's so much more to choose from these days. People are getting very, very inventive with the peppers that they choose. People are getting very inventive with other ingredients that are added. And I do want to make a distinction for this program, at least. I am talking hot sauce. I'm not talking salsa. For one thing, salsas are very often fresh. They're made with chopped ingredients that are meant to be eaten in fairly large quantities, whether on chips or with vegetables or on other foods. And meant to be eaten relatively quickly. When I'm talking hot sauce, I'm talking about the things that need cooking and the things that, as you say, you're probably not going to use a lot of, but you can have one, two. At the moment, I have three different hot sauces in my kitchen that I use on a fairly regular basis. And then, of course, you go out to dinner and what's the sauce on the table? There's a chance to try something new.
Let's talk about what gives hot sauce the heat. And that, I guess, is capsaicin, something that comes out of chili peppers.
Right. Now, peppers are the fruit of the plant of the nightshade family. And there is a range of peppers starting with bells, which don't register at all on the Scoville heat scale, which is how heat of peppers is judged. You start with something like a jalapeno. That will go 1,000 to 10,000 Scoville heat units. Chipotle, which is a pepper that's had a little bit of aging, and that's going to get a little bit higher, up to 3,000. Cayenne, 10,000 to 100,000. Tabasco, 30,000 to 50,000 Scoville units. Habanero scotch bonnets, those start at 100,000 and can go up to 350,000. Then you get into things like ghost peppers, which can start at 850,000 and go up to 1,000,000. You can get very, very creative, but you can also get really, really scared if you dive in too deep too quickly.
Yeah, one of those super hot peppers that was in the news lately, somebody just ate one of those raw and got something that I'd never heard of called thunder headaches. Do not do this at home,
no,
I guess is the lesson there.
No, it's interesting. When you think about the sensation of heat in the mouth, this is not one of the standard flavors. This isn't the sweet, salty, sour, bitter, the umami. What heat does, what those capsaicins do, is they bind on your tongue and then they affect how your neurons affect. It's almost like you're getting it in your brain rather than on your tongue, believe it or not. And so eating chili peppers is going to enhance other flavors in food. It's said to release endorphins, which is one of the reasons why I think a lot of people go for that burn. It can make you sweat, so if you're in a hotter climate, it can actually cool you down. I'm not going to go into, is it healthy? That gets into medicine that I flat out don't know. But you, even in countries where a lot of hot peppers are consumed, children, for the most part, need to be introduced to it relatively slowly. You do have to build up your tolerance over time.
And you mentioned countries where people eat hot sauces, and you gave us a little rundown. A lot of places around the world have their own and often very unique and distinct hot sauce traditions.
Well, hot sauces, peppers, hot peppers, got their start in Mexico, Central and South America. They have been around in those cultures for over 6,000 years. And so, but oddly enough, once Europeans came, it took a matter of decades before hot peppers started showing up in Europe and Africa and Asia. So a lot of us think about Mexican hot sauce, and you compare your basic Mexican hot sauce to something like Tabasco or Louisiana hot sauce. Mexican hot sauces are more reliant on the peppers and on any other ingredients you add to add flavor. They're not as reliant on vinegar, which is a big component of a lot of the hot sauces we have in America, the Louisiana-style hot sauce. You get into the Caribbean. Those are going to have a lot of fruit and vegetables as well as vinegar. Scotch bonnets are really common in Jamaica, for instance. Trinidad Scorpion, one of the absolute hottest, is one of the ones that came out of the Caribbean. And then you get into China, where you have hot peppers that are often blended with fish or shrimp pastes. Those are a little bit thicker, but you can also have hot sauces that are just chilies in oil. And those are really great for colder dishes. The one I'm enjoying the most right now, especially when I go out to dinner, is the Korean hot sauce that I believe is pronounced gochujang. This has not only occasionally fermented peppers, but fermented soybean paste. And that's going to give you an incredible depth of flavor.
It's Food Friday. We're talking about hot sauce with Lori Skelton. You can join in with your favorite hot sauce and how you use it at 800-642-1234. We'll bring on a caller now. Tom is with us in Madison. Tom, hi.
Hi. I've got my kitchen cabinet open, and I'm looking at least 40 different varieties. And
wow.
I've got 40. Four out of the refrigerator. But I do have one here known as Jersey Death Sauce, which came with a little skull attached to the bottle and features a skull on the label. And it says, this product contains the hottest known ingredients on the planet Earth. Please use with extreme caution.
Does it say what kind of pepper is in it?
Yes, it's a blend of habanero, cayenne, vinegar, then some pepper paste, I guess, put in there.
And Tom, let me ask what you do with...
It'll ruin anything you try to cook.
What do you do with these hot sauces, Tom? Do you use them in your cooking or sprinkle them on your food?
Yes, I use them quite a bit, and I'd like to just put in a plug for a Madison-based hot sauce person, Dash Alito's, okay, who has Green Fire, Green Owl, Undertow, Red Honey. You can get them in the local stores here.
Wow. Tom, thank you so much for sharing that. And that's interesting for a couple of reasons. One, there's some people who are really into hot sauce and collect them. And two, it's kind of like craft breweries. It seems like everywhere you go, there's local hot sauces these days, Lori.
I have really gotten to love Bushel and Peck's out of Beloit. They sell their stuff at the farmer's market in Madison. I actually brought in a couple of their sauces to taste. And one of them, one of that's relatively new, is using a pepper that I'd never heard of called a Fatale pepper. They blend, it's a fairly hot yellow pepper, and they blend that with those lovely mild bell peppers, throw in some carrots and mustard and turmeric. And
wow,
it's got a lovely fruity, citrusy flavor. They've got grapefruit juice in that. And I'm planning to use that on all of my fruit salads this summer. Their Fatale attraction is really a love.
And I wanted to bring up a point, especially for the hotter ones. You told us they're better in something with some fat in it.
There is something about kneading the fat, whether it's to either spread it out on your tongue a little bit or to punch up that wonderful flavor. When I had a hot sauce taste testing earlier this week, I had tofu that was seared in olive oil. And I, just for the heck of it, I dipped a piece of raw tofu in one of the sauces. And I noticed all I was getting was the heat. I wasn't getting any real flavor beyond that. So there's something about having fat that does make a difference. Now, capsaicinoids are fat soluble. So if you do have a dish that is just too hot, one thing you shouldn't do is reach for a glass of water. You want something with dairy in it to, again, spread that out. You're better off drinking some milk, adding some sour cream to the dish. Another thing that will help if you are eating something that is just too hot, add some rice. Rice will help take some of that heat out, which is a reason why a lot of cuisines that use hot sauces will have rice in the dish.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to WPR's Lori Skelton about cooking with hot sauce. And in a bit, she'll tell us how to make our own hot sauce. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite hot sauce? Do you have a collection, as Tom did? Have you made your own hot sauce? And how do you use hot sauce in your cooking? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday. Lori Skelton is spicing up our cooking, adding little fire as we explore the wide world of hot sauce. There you go, Lori.
Thank you so much.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite hot sauce? Have you made your own? What do you like to cook with hot sauce or sprinkle it on right at the end? Call 800-642-1234. Lori, before we go back to our callers, we've got a recipe, WPR.org/Food Friday. Not to use hot sauce, but to make our own.
Basic hot sauce is you just cook down chili peppers with salt and vinegar and then puree it. You can get more complex if you start with a cooked fruit or vegetable and then add your pepper for heat and flavor. Now, with that in mind, one thing I didn't see a lot of were serrano pepper sauces. There are some out there, but it's not as prevalent as jalapeno or habanero. And I thought, what a great thing for Wisconsin. Let's take the serrano, which is a very bright, sharp hot pepper, and combine it with something Wisconsin spring and get a spring fever hot sauce. I thought, great, I can use ramps because alliums are a great addition for hot sauces. The weather being what it is, I wasn't able to get the ramps. Tried making it with wild garlic, cooked it down. It certainly was hot. It certainly was garlicky, but beyond that, I didn't find it very interesting. And I guess with this particular bright heat, even if you want that to be the predominant flavor, I think you're going to need something to ground it. So what I've got for a recipe this month is something that I haven't yet made. We've got it up there in case anybody wants to experiment with it. 8 ounces of serrano peppers, 4 ounces of ramps, bulbs, and leaves, 1 to 2 chopped carrots, cup of white vinegar. You're going to cook that down. First, bring it to a boil. Let it boil for about 3 minutes. Then give it a gentle simmer for about 20 minutes. Let it cool. Taste for salt and sweet. You're going to want to add a little bit of salt. You're going to want to add, I think, some honey. There's a Wisconsin pantry staple from over the winter. So you've got the carrots from the earth. You've got that grounding sweetness. And I think that's what's going to make this hot sauce work. I'm obviously not going to have a chance.
Waiting for the ramps.
Waiting for the ramps. So as soon as I know that I can make it, I'll let you know. And if anybody wants to try it, if you've got the jump on me ramp-wise, please let me know how it works.
Check that out at WPR.org/Food Friday. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Gene is with us in Almond. Gene, hi.
Hi. That's a nice segue into the recipes that I wanted to share. I started making my own hot pepper sauce, growing my own hot peppers and making my own pepper sauces. And one of the simplest that I make, and also I've learned that if you ferment your peppers before you make your sauce, you get a much better flavor, and you don't have to add vinegar then. It's much less acidic, and you don't get the real nasty burn in the butt in the morning and that after.
Okay.
But one of my simplest recipes is just red serrano peppers and fermented, and use a Caldwell fermentation starter. Okay. For that. And then I just grind them up. I actually puree them cold, uncooked, and then you mix a little bit of cooked sweet potato with it, and that's pureed. And then just a little bit of maple syrup.
Wow.
And a bit of, I use a pink Himalayan salt. And then you have to add a little bit of filtered water, or it's a little too thick, unless you like it thick. But use a small neck bottle, and it doesn't come out as well.
That sounds fantastic.
Gene, thank you so much. Yeah, you were excited all the way through there. Fermenting peppers, that is a lot of food traditions around the world. They'll ferment the peppers.
Exactly. And you can start off, as Gene does, with a fermented product, or you can make your hot sauce and then let it ferment. He makes a very good point. The more acid you've got in your hot sauce, the less likely it is to ferment. So if you want something that's less acidic, you may want to start off with things that have had a chance to bubble and squeak a little bit beforehand. He's using red serranos, which are the riper version. If you get green serranos in the store for cooking, they're great. But if you can wait for red ones, they do have a more complex flavor. And he was using Himalayan pink salt. I saw so many suggestions for, if you don't know what to do with that flavored salt they gave you at Christmas, hot pepper sauces are a great way to use flavored salts. You really get, again, to boost that flavor profile. It's wonderful. Gene's got something great going here. Sweet potatoes, brilliant idea.
Yeah, I would never have thought of that in a hot sauce. Gene, thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1234. It's Food Friday. Lori Skelton is with us. We're talking about hot sauce, using it, buying it, and making it. Back to your calls now. Tom is with us in Janesville. Tom, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I absolutely prefer the Louisiana-style hot sauces. But the reason I called is to follow up on your comments about fat and capsaicin.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York, where they invented the buffalo wings and the hot sauce that they use for them.
Frank's Red Hot.
And, of course, they have things there that are like from nuclear to volcanic to, you know, all the way down to mild. I asked the chef how they make all the different heats of sauce, and he said they simply start out with the very hottest that you can hardly stand, and then they just add melted butter. Keep adding it until they get it. It just makes it milder and milder and milder until you get to the level that you want.
Interesting.
And so that's the fat on the capsaicin.
Are you a fan of the buffalo sauce yourself, Tom?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that.
He reminds me a lot of how New Mexico makes hot sauces for their dining. They'll very often thicken them with a roux of flour and lard. So right there is another way that fat will play with heat and bring out more of that flavor.
Thanks a lot for that call. Let's get into a little more about how to use it. I mean, there's some of the obvious things. Just sprinkling it on eggs is fantastic, burgers, whatever. You are thinking maybe even desserts. Is that right, Lori?
A couple of years ago, before Central Time started, I had a chance to interview the guy who wrote the Sriracha Cookbook, a chance to use that lovely condiment, which in Thailand is actually thicker than the way we serve it. But instead of just sprinkling it on your eggs or sprinkling it over your pulled pork sandwich, how to use it in recipes. And one of the real surprises for everyone here was I made sriracha chocolate truffles. Now, we know Mexican hot chocolate is going to have a little bit of chili pepper to bring out the depth, the complexity of the chocolate. And the same thing can happen with hot sauces. One of the things that was suggested when we did the hot sauce tasting up here is maybe if you've got a hot fudge sundae and your hot fudge sauce is not the greatest, maybe it's a little too sweet, a little too cloying, why not sprinkle a little hot sauce on your hot fudge sundae? Or if somebody brings a fruit pie and it's a store-bought pie that's maybe not the greatest quality, it's a little too, again, too sweet, too stodgy, too boring, sprinkle a little hot sauce on the pie under the crust, and you're really going to wake up those fruit flavors.
And then for the recipe, we have online at WPR.org/Food Friday for that springtime hot sauce here in Wisconsin.
Spring fever hot sauce.
Spring fever, that's it. If you do finally get those ramps and make it, what are you thinking of doing with this stuff?
because this is a bright flavor, I am hoping to use it to jazz up the last of the winter vegetables. That said, don't do steamed vegetables. You again need that fat. This would be great with a stir fry. And if you wanted to get creative and stir fry some turnips or parsnips or some of the boring root vegetables, go for it. We come back to the idea of maybe with fruit. The other thing hot sauce loves, as we know, is things with salt. So this is a great way to counteract maybe a mistake you've made in the kitchen. If you oversalted a dish, grab a bottle of hot sauce and see what you can do to play with the flavors.
Do you grow hot peppers, Lori, assuming that there's, you know, not snow on the ground for the rest of the summer?
I have grown hot peppers in the past, and based on the amount of cooking I've been doing with serranos in just like curries and things, my boyfriend took one look at the Spring Fever hot sauce and says we're going to triple our serrano production this year.
All right.
So we'll just see what happens.
It's an industry. Lori, thanks a lot for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
That's Lori Skelton. She's a classical music host here at WPR and one of our go-to food experts. She joined us on this edition of Food Friday to talk about hot sauces, different ways to use them, and to make your own hot sauce. You can find her recipe for that Spring Fever hot sauce we've been talking about at WPR.org/Food Friday. Give it a try, give it a tweak, and then let us know how it works out. You can email ideas@WPR.org. And there's still time for you to weigh in on your favorite kind of hot sauce, your favorite way to use it. You can tweet us @CentralTimeWPR and share your story while you're there.